Blog Talk Radio.
Freedom that I can't deny.
Freedom that I can't deny.
Freedom inside.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome back finally to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and it feels really good to be back on the air with everyone. Before we get started, we're just going to open up in prayer, and then I'm going to bring on my special guest this evening. She's going to come on the air with me, and yes, I'm calling her my special guest. We've been apart from Spiritual Sunday for a while now, so I'm sure both of us have testimonies to share with everyone. So we're just going to open up in prayer, and then after we open up in prayer, we'll go to a song, and then we'll bring the special guest on this evening. And of course, I'll introduce her. Sister T.C. Holland will be our special guest after we open up in prayer and go to a song. We're definitely going to bring her on in a second. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer. Just ask me to cover over GQ Palace as a whole, GQ Palace Radio, GQ Palace, all the hosts and family members, all our family members, all the family, friends, our colleagues, anyone that we come into contact with on a spiritual level as well as not on a spiritual level. Just ask me to protect over everyone and just uplift them and encourage us. And we're going through a storm right now at this present time, dear Lord, but we know that you are the healer of everything and you'll fix everything and just bring everything back to hold as you see fit, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I'm just going to call out a couple names and special prayers for a couple of people that's near and dear to our heart. I say our, meaning GQ Palace as a whole. I'm going to start off with our CEO and host, Rich Money, just asking you to protect over him and just uplift him, encourage him, and just touch him and heal him, dear Lord. Just heal him and make him whole. Just make him complete and just show him that, you know, your way is the way to go and there's no other way but your way. And with your way, that means medication and that means rules and regulations and different things that you might have to do to adhere to the word and just to be able to walk and talk and move as you see fit for him to do, dear Lord. And dear Lord, we're just asking you just to motivate him, just uplift him, and just know that, as I tell him, you have many, many years on this earth, dear Lord, and I know that whenever you call all of us home, that we'll go home and we'll all be ready to get there. But right now, you have work for him to do, dear Lord, and he's the CEO and host of GQ Palace Radio. For his vision and your vision are the reason that we're here and we're able to be on the air and live this evening, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I'm coming to you in prayer for Sister T.C. Holland, who is our special guest this evening. Just coming to you in prayer for her as well. Just ask me just to uplift her and encourage her and just keep her humble at the same time, dear Lord, and just touch her daughter, Kiara, as well, dear Lord, and just touch her and motivate her and just encourage her and just motivate them to understand and uplift them to be able to comprehend that, you know, there's a mother and there's a child, and when there's a mother and a child, the mother has a bond with that child, and it's a special bond that no one can touch, dear Lord. That's a special bond between you and that child, and we're asking them to just look at that bond again and just review it. Just review it and just come together and say, we know we're whole. We're whole together. You're a part of me, blood for blood, and I am, you know, your mother, and I'm the person that's going to uplift you and motivate you. And if you see wrong, yes, I'm going to correct, dear Lord. I'm going to correct, and I'm going to come to you on a spiritual level and not on a physical and emotional level, dear God. Just a physical, not a physical level, spiritual level. Be able to communicate, sit down, and just uplift you as a whole. So that prayer is definitely going out for T.C. Holland and Kiara as well. We love you here on Spiritual Sunday. We love you here on GQ Palace. Kiara, and a special happy birthday to you as well. I know I didn't speak to you, but I carry you in my heart daily. I carry you and your mom in my heart, and I pray for you guys all the time, and I'm just praying for you right now, a special prayer just to bring you guys closer together, as well as my sisters and my family and my nieces as well, who are going through a terrible storm right now. But we know that, God, you're the healer, and you'll be able to break whatever the situation is and bring us back together as a whole. And you're able to just touch us and remind us and bring us straight back to the Bible and straight to the words of our family and just remind us that we are together blood by blood, and our blood, the same blood, runs through our veins together, and we're supposed to be together. And so that's a special prayer for the family members as well, dear Lord, a special prayer for Rachel Hargrove, just to be able to give her the strength And just the strength to be able to get up and just do the job that she has, that she's doing, the jobs that she's doing on a daily basis, dear God. We're just coming to you asking you just to make sure that she's able to have the strength that she needs and that you're preparing her for a new day, a better day, an uplifting day, a day like no other, a day that she'll experience and she'll know for a fact, dear Lord, that you have touched her and you have healed her and you have changed her life around as long as she's walking Christ-like and doing everything that you called her to do, as well as the Belvins, dear God, as well as the mayor, Christopher Dinkins, dear God. We just ask you just to touch everyone, to uplift them and motivate them, just to touch Deanne Lane and just keep her motivated and humble as she's venturing and doing different projects. And we're just asking you to be able to protect her and cover her and open her eyes to different things that she might not see just by looking at them once, but by looking at them twice and three, four, or five times, dear Lord. Just ask you just to protect over all of us as a whole and just uplift us, just asking for prayer for our partners in Prayer Global Ministry. They've been keeping us grounded on a daily basis with our prayer line in the morning, on our healing and deliverance on Fridays, dear Lord, and a lot of other programs that they have as well. We're just asking you just continue to touch them, to enable just to focus and get them to where they need to be and just touch them and be able to have them grow, just to motivate them to branch off to do different things. Everything that we're supposed to do, but our heart is in the right direction. Our heart is there, God. Our heart is there, and we're asking you just to motivate them. There, even though some of us might not go into church every Sunday morning, but know that we walk and talk by faith. We walk and talk by faith, and we just understand that everything that you're telling us to do, dear God, that we're going to do it, and we're going to do what you've called us to do, and we have to learn to just lean to you and trust you and know that you're the person that's going to, you control everything. You're our healer, you're our provider, you're everything to us, dear God, and we just have to learn just to trust you and know that you're the person that's going to fix everything for us and just to uplift us, and just a special prayer for just all of our colleagues. We're asking for prayer for, I was going to call them a different name, but I'm not. I'm just going to say to Barry James and to Brother Kenny. I do not know Brother Kenny's last name, dear Lord, but we're just asking for prayer for him as well. They call into our Friday show and our Wednesday show, dear Lord, and we're just asking you to touch them and just motivate them and know that when you're with a family, there may be ups and downs, but guess what? You're still family. That doesn't make you anything any different. That makes us still united as one. That makes us connected. And just because there might be a little problem, guess what? But you communicate about that problem. And I'm just asking for prayer, for communication for all of our members of GQ Palace, all of our hosts, anyone that calls into Spiritual Sunday. The key is communication, and that's something that we're going to work on as a whole of GQ Palace, as a whole of Spiritual Sunday, and as a whole of all of our other shows as well, dear God. We're just asking you to just help us with the communication, just uplift us and motivate us, and just uplift me and motivate me in my new position of trying to branch off and do different things with the workplace, and I'm just asking you to motivate me and just order my steps. And as you see everything has to be done, you order me into which direction, dear God, and I shall do it no matter what, dear God. I shall always do it as you have called me to do a certain job, and I'm here, a willing participant to do what you've called me to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
than when it did before. But there's no road that God can turn into an open door. All you need, you already have. He's more than this world. Your hands and lift your voice. I speak victory. God is on His on your side. He's on your side. He's more than if the whole world was against us. So change your clothes. It's a new day. Oh God, I'm a there are new garments. Trade those ashes for garments of praise. You've already won. You're already victorious. You're coming through.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. I'm going to bring on my special guest this evening, Sister T.C. Holland. Sister Holland, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise God.
Look, welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday.
Exactly, but I first wanted give you praise on that prayer. Was beautiful, very beautiful. I needed that, and you know, I just thank God that I'm able to be here with you today. You know, I'm speechless almost. So much has happened, you know, since we've been on, you know. But I thank God that, you know, I'm still here, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. As Kirk Carr said, I almost let go. You know, but hey, I had to turn around. I had a small setback, but you know, I asked God for forgiveness, and I know that He forgave me. You know, and I just thank God that I'm able to just be able to, you know, be here and talk about it. And pray about it all at the same time, and just ask Him for His forgiveness, you know. But as I've said before, you know, you can't keep hurting the same person and expect for to get the goodness out of everything either, you know. So with that being said, you know, I definitely appreciate the prayer for me and my daughter, because it's kind of rough right now, but she's gonna be okay, and I'm gonna be okay.
That's
you know,
right. That's right.
Either way it goes, she's going to always be my child. I'm going to be her mother.
That's
and
right.
She will live. She'll realize that one day, you know. It's just, I guess it's just that young thing. You know, I was young too, but I didn't have mom to try to steer me in the right direction of what to do or how to do it. You know, I didn't have mom or dad. You know,
mm-hmm.
but she's got me, and like I told her, appreciate me while you got me, baby. You only get one mother.
You know,
and I just thank God for her anyway, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's just a struggle for her. It's a struggle for me right now. But she's going to realize in the long run that everything that I've been trying to tell her, do for her, it was out
mm-hmm.
of love, you know. Never anything to just try to tell her, you know, well, you live your life this way. No, I can't live her life, but I want her to be in the right direction of what she needs to do, you know, and first priority is this baby.
Right. But you know what the problem
is? You know,
can you hear me okay, T?
Yes.
Can
yes.
you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I can tell you from being a young mother going back years.
Okay.
You know, part of the problem with that is that we think that we know everything, you know, and that
yeah.
you can't tell me anything, you know, and I'm
mm-hmm.
being honest about it. You know, you can't tell
right.
me anything because I feel like I know everything. I feel like I've watched
right.
enough TV shows, you know, I've listened to enough radio, and I felt like I knew what I was talking about. Nobody couldn't tell me
mm-hmm.
how to raise my child, but as years went on, and I say years because as years went on, I had to humble myself and say, you know what, I need help. I can't do it all by myself. But you know what the
mm-hmm.
thing is when you come to someone and you say, I need help, they want you to help them, but they don't want you to lecture them. See what I'm saying?
Right,
they don't
right.
want you to give them the – they don't want the talk. The talk is not what we need. We need your help and for you to understand that, listen, I'm coming to you. You know I don't want to come to you, but I'm coming to you because I need some help, but
right.
I don't want the lecture. And I know it sounds bad, you know, but back then, that's what was in my head. I don't want the lecture. I just want you to help me. You know, don't be my mom right now.
Right.
Just be my friend. You know, be my
right.
friend and tell me everything's going to be okay. Guide me in the right direction from my friend, not as my mom, because as my mom, I feel like I'm a disappointment because I'm not able to do what you've raised me to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's sticky. You know, it's a sticky situation.
It's
but you want to be able to, right. And you want to be able to help her, but just help her from a friend standpoint without the lecture. You know, because
okay.
the friend is going to be that person that says, you know what, girl, listen, you know, you have the baby here, and I'm going to be right here, and I'm going to help you no matter what. But tell me, what's your plans? What do you want me to do? You know, if
mm-hmm.
I watch the baby, but what else do you want me to do? How can I help you elevate to the next level? You know, you want to bring
okay.
it that way, not bring it in a
okay.
direction of I'm the mother. I've been there. I've lived the hard way. I already know. You know, you don't want to come with that
mm-hmm.
approach because that approach is the mom's approach of I already know. You know, you want to come with the approach of, listen, I love you. You know, I'm here for you no matter what. I'm here. But you got to tell me what you want me to do. What do you want me to help you with? You want me to keep the baby?
Okay
for how long? You know, I'm not going to lecture you because you don't want to lecture, but I'm here to help you. What do you want me to do? You know, communicate that way. So this way it seems
okay.
like you're asking, what do you want me to do, versus telling me to get my stuff together because I'm making wrong decisions. You know what I mean?
Right.
It comes across different.
Yeah.
It comes across different. But I'm going to just bring on one more caller. I wanted us to talk for a little bit, but we're going to bring on a caller, and then we're all going to just talk together,
okay.
and then we're going to take other callers at the same time, and then, you know, still be able to recap on what everything's been going on with us, okay?
That's fine.
All right,
That's
we're going to bring another caller on. Welcome to Cheeky Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Barry, how you doing, Lavina and T?
Hey, Barry,
hey.
Good. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, good.
Happy
back on the air.
No, I want to thank you for your beautiful prayer and everything, because that's what it's about, because we all go through things and trials and tribulations and things happen. But you know what? the bottom line is we put God first, and we got to stand together for friends and loved ones because that's what we're called to do. And as always, forgiveness comes first. I mean, because if you don't forgive, God will check your heart, and, you know, and he'll put in your heart that, you know, he forgave us, and we always screw up. So if he forgives us, we got to forgive everybody else. And it's all about love.
That's right. That's right. Amen. I definitely agree. And you are so welcome. I try to, you know, I sat and I said, you know what? I haven't prayed on the air in a while, you know.
I haven't
prayed on the air in a while, so I had to sit and just pray to myself and just ask God just to, you know, give me the words. And then I always pray for our, you know, family. And I think of you guys as all being our family, you know. So I just wanted to make sure that I pray for you guys. And, you know, you guys know that, you know, you're always in our hearts no matter what.
That's what it's about.
You know, family's family.
That's what it is. Because, you know, a lot of times our family's blood, but they don't stand together. But when you meet friends and whoever else and we stand together, that's what it's about. You know, because when I was in Florida, I met a lot of people that was closer to me than my regular family. So, I mean, and we're all pretty much Christians, so we got to stand together. We got to stand together as one, you know. So.
Amen. So, T and Barry, we're going to bring on another caller, but before we do that, I just want to ask you guys, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for just being able to wake up this morning, have food on my table, you know, just to see another day. I thank God for life, period, you know, itself, because so many, you know, have didn't make it this morning. And, you know, I thank God that he still has a plan for me, because if he didn't, I wouldn't be here to talk about it.
That's true.
So I'm just thankful for God, you know, saving me, you know, rescuing me from good and bad. And I'm just thankful, you know.
Amen. And Barry, what about you?
The same thing, you know, pretty much none of us are perfect, and it's progress, not perfection, and God is molding us, and he has us on the potter's wheel, and we're going to make mistakes, whatever, but the thing is, thank God I'm not where I was before, and I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be, and sometimes I complain, even with Evangelist Park on there, I'm like, you know, back where I started, like, but you know what, it's all for a reason, and he's humbling me and molding me, whatever, to be a soldier, to be a warrior, and to say, you know, this is what it is, and it's all for a reason, you know, and I'm going through a lot, like with a lot of deaths and a lot of stuff going on with my daughter and my aunt, whatever else, but you know what, it's all good, because I give it to God, and I don't try to, when I try to do stuff on my own and fight my own battle, it always fails, so, and I want to lash out with my flesh, but that's evil for evil, and that's not the way, so he's teaching me to give it to him and be humble and lean on him, so it's all good, so I just want to be thankful. I'm glad you're back on. And I want to thank you, TC, and Rich, you know, because I love calling the shows, and it's a thing to, you know, to express myself and to show love. So it's all good. I'm really back. I'm glad that you're back, and that's what it's about.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to bring on another caller real fast. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. How are you?
I'm
okay.
Hi.
Good.
Feeling
okay?
Yeah, I start work tomorrow.
Yay.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Like, I'm really excited for that. And I can't sleep worth nothing, so it's like I'm too excited. But
anxiety kicking in.
But so one big, I just want to really say this. I really want to get this off my chest. It's been burning for the last day. Mm-hmm. And what I really, really want to say to is, I hope Miss Parker is on the line. I don't know if she's on the line or if she's not, but I hope she is. But I want to thank all partners in prayer, because without them, I probably wouldn't be here. I probably wouldn't be I probably wouldn't have the job I'm going into tomorrow. I probably wouldn't have the. I probably would have dropped out of school, basically. I would have dropped out of school and just said, forget life. I would have been killed myself, basically. But it's all, I just want to say thank you to Ms. Parker. Thank you to Partners in Praise, because they helped me realize that I can, if I keep moving forward, I can live a better life. And they have, Partners in Prayers open doors, tremendous doors for me. And they open a lot of doors that I can walk, I don't want to say walk through, but I can actually go through without looking back. And they open so many opportunities for me that I'm, you know, every Sunday and every Saturday and Sunday, I'm always at my aunt's house ministering to them. And it's just so, I think it's a blessing, because I learned a lot from Partners in Prayer, because they taught me that I can become a young lady if I want to. But if I don't want to,
amen,
God would never brought me a line. So I just want to say thank you to Partners in Prayer and Ms. Parker.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't know if they're listening, but if they are, we would all like to thank Partners in Prayer for everything that they've done for us. But
amen,
a special thank you, and I'll definitely inbox so that they can go back and listen to the archives so that they can hear you express your gratitude to them as well. But they are definitely a wonderful, wonderful ministry, and it's an honor. All of us is actually a part of that ministry. So
yes,
everybody that's on the line right now, anyway, is a part of that ministry, and we thank them for everything that they're doing for
and,
us, you know, and everything they'll continue to do.
And also, they, you know, I'm not going to say, I am the youngest person on the line, because I'm just, you know, I'm going to be 18 in like 2 months. So it's like, it's an honor for, I was not saying I'm hoping, but I know it's an honor for them to have a teenager on the line. And I know it's a really, it's a blessing to have, for them to have a teenager on the line, because they don't really, they often get teenagers on the line. And I'm thankful, I'm thankful, I'm really thankful, and I really appreciate that I have the honor to be on the line and to experience the things that other people are experiencing, and to be, you know, a better person. Because when I was in, say, middle school and probably high school, I didn't know, I didn't really know about these opportunities. And I have attempted suicide once this year, actually, before I was baptized. And it was just like, it was horrible. And I was like, I didn't know what else to do. But I'm so glad that I got a chance to be with Partners in Prayers, because I was, you know, I was that quiet one always in the background, and now look at me, I'm a social butterfly. And it's really, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, especially for Ms. Parker, because she actually made me a social butterfly. And it's just like, I'm so thankful.
Well, you know,
for her.
Look, well, you know, she just brought it out of you, because it was always there. It was always there. You just had to be comfortable within in order to bring it out, you know. So she enhanced it and helped bring it out for you. But you were always a social butterfly. You just probably didn't utilize it in the right manner, you know, because you are a new babe. You know, you're a new babe in Christ. So, you know, we definitely thank you, of course, for calling Spiritual Sunday. And if Partners in Prayer are listening, hopefully they did hear you thank them as well. But if not, I'll inbox them and let them know to listen to the archives, so this way they can listen to you thank them as well. And I'm sure, you know, just, you know, one of those days where they're not really praying, you can thank them yourself. You know, you can thank them, you know, live as well, and thank them for everything that they're doing for you, you know, and they have done everything that they'll continue to do for you as well. So this way they know, you know, when you're on the, you know, the line, that, you know, you are thankful, you know, as well. And just, you know, my only words of encouragement is just stay humble. Stay humble and stay focused and stay thirsty for the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
That's all my words of encouragement. We're going to, does anyone else have words of encouragement for Brianna?
Just keep looking at Lord, towards God, you know. Because he's
going to
supply all of our needs.
Yeah, and Brianna, you got a head start. Even you're 18, you're starting way before all of us. So there's going to be obstacles and peer pressure, but just keep doing it, and you'll grow so much. And God bless you. And thank you for being honest.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we're going to bring on another caller as well. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Rachel Hardwell-Smith. Good evening.
Hey, Rachel, we can hear you. We can hear an echo, too. Are you in your office again?
I am. look,
I was
going to
say.
I'm in the office at work, though, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it went away for a second. So I'm not really. Okay. But also, you're at work today?
Yes, all day long. 7 hours at the other job and 7 hours at this job. I just wanted to call and, yes, and say welcome back to GQ Palace, everybody. Yes, I'm so glad to be calling in on a spiritual Sunday again. God bless you all, and I love y'all. And I just want to say how grateful I am to be a part of God's work, a part of the path that God has set out for me. I don't know the path. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the path, but I'm trusting in the Lord that he will lead me on the perfect path that he has set out for me. So I'm asking for prayers, and for those of you who know the word, I know y'all all do, and I know the word of prayer, and I will continue to pray for y'all, and I love you all.
Love you too.
Look, and you know I prayed for you at the beginning part of the show, but we're going to keep praying for you, don't you worry, because I had to do
my special prayer
for all of us. And definitely have to name the names, you know, because as Pastor Doja says, he said, call up the names that you want to pray for. So
I definitely utilized that, and I called the names. Yes, I sure felt the presence. I felt the presence because I was busy. I said, oh, Lord, somebody's calling on me. What time is it? Good Sunday. I know Miss Lavina is calling my name, Lord. Let me call the show. God bless.
Amen.
And you know what? You work so hard. You know, you work so hard. And I just, you know, I always pray for you to give you the strength to be able to do what you do, you know, and ask God to, you know, order your steps to get you in the right direction to where he wants you to be so you don't have to work so hard, you know. I want us all to be comfortable. You know, they say, oh, you know, you could be up here, you could be down here. I just want to be right in the middle. I just want to be comfortable. That's all.
Amen.
Amen.
And I don't have to have the fancy, dancy 4 and 5 cars now. I just, you know.
I know that's right.
You know, I just want to be comfortable. Like,
want to be able to do what you want to do. That's it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's all
and
I'm looking for. What I know. Go ahead.
The Bible says greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So as long as we walking with God, we rich anyway. So, I want to thank you, Lavina, for all your continued prayers. T, I want to thank you for all your continued prayers, and everyone that is on the line
thank
who continues
you, baby.
To pray for me. I love y'all, and God bless, and I will continue to pray for y'all. I got to pass the mic and go back to work.
All right.
Love you, and God
the
bless
microphone
you, too.
As she walks
God bless
away.
You.
God bless you, sis.
I love y'all, and have a blessed night. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Right, love you, too.
Love you, too.
And you know, I said I want to make sure that, like, we all get a chance of, you know, of saying what we've, you know, been going through and stuff. And I'm just going to share a little bit, you know, of what I've been going through. But I want to say what I'm thankful for, you know. And I'm thankful, you know, that God gives me the strength and that he saw fit for me to wake up this morning, you know, and continues to motivate me and just keep me moving. And when I'm tired, he just makes me strong. He gives me that extra energy, you know, that I need to keep pushing, you know, and I know that there's a reason that I'm pushing. The end result is going to be marvelous, you know, and I know that end is marvelous. And, you know, I feel like I can see it. You know, and being a Christian, you always want to say, okay, well, you know, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, but I feel it in my heart, and I feel like my vision is clear, you know, and I know where God wants me to be, and it's a matter of me just getting there, you know, stop moving slow and just getting there.
And I'm thankful, you know, that he gives me the strength and he motivates me to get there, you know, in a timely manner. And I'm thankful, you know, for that. I'm thankful that I was able to have my, you know, Rich Money, my fiance, and my pumpkin Destiny and Niasia all together at the same time at Destiny's graduation. That meant a lot to me.
Amen.
You know, that meant so much to me. You know, she's getting older. I post the pictures up there, and my oldest daughter had me in tears because at the bottom of her picture, she put one mom did it all. And that broke my heart because I felt like, oh, my God, you know, like she really realized, you know, the sacrifices that I made, you know, being a young mom. So that made me feel good. You know, it made me feel good. And it made me feel good to know that, you know, I was able to touch her and motivate her. And she was able to watch me, you know, move when I was younger, being a young mom. And that gave her the strength to want more without the kids. See, she wants the kids that she can get back, and that's always a blessing. See, that's a blessing to be able to pick up your sister, pick up your nieces and nephews, and, you know, hang out with them and then drop them back off. So she wants the kids like that. And, you know, I'm thankful, and I'm thankful for her, you know, that she was able to spend time with me, you know, and Rich, you know, as well as Destiny. And just, I don't know, it felt good. You know, to know that she surprised her sister and came and bringing them together, it felt really good. I mean, it's been a long time since we were all together at the same time. So I'm definitely, I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
So what we're going to do, we do have a caller. We're going to go to another caller, and then we're going to go to a song. Everyone just hold the air. Hold the line. We're going to bring on another caller.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Kenny.
Hey, Kenny, how are you?
Hey, Kenny.
Oh, I'm doing okay. You know, got a lot of rain down here in the afternoons in South Florida, but those aren't the only kind of storms that, you know, I'm going through right now. I had a friend of mine just go in for brain surgery. To have her tumor removed.
Mm-hmm.
And they got 90% of it, but the thing was, it was the worst kind, and it's in the later stages. So his name is Dave Thomas, and if we could just, you know, keep him lifted up in prayer, his family and our family and friends, and that he's in the recovery right now. And, you know, kind of tough, you know. He's a man of God.
Yeah.
He's an ordained minister, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's helped a lot of people. The youth, the young kids in the ministry is his ministry, youth minister.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just keep him lifted up and his family.
We definitely will, as along with you as well. You know, along with you as well. I was kind of shocked to hear you have rain, but that's only you get storms during the day, right?
No, it's about like 7:45 right now, same time as your guys.
Right, right.
But in the afternoon, it comes in from the west, from the Everglades. We get the thunderstorms and that.
That's pretty much every 3 to 4, you get rain. In the springtime.
Yeah, then it stops. You know, but
like 9 weeks. And it dries.
Okay.
Hey, listen, can I read something that I got off the internet? It's about the Creation Explained.
Yes, you can read something, but just tell me your friend's name again.
His name is Dave Thomas.
Okay. All right, go ahead. You can read it now.
Okay. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and populated the earth with broccoli, cauliflower, and spinach and green and yellow and red vegetables of all kinds, so man and woman would live long and healthy lives. Then using God's great gifts, Satan created Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Krispy Kreme donuts, and Satan says, you want chocolate with that? And the man said, yes. And the woman said, as long as you're at it, add some sprinkles, and then they gain 10 pounds, and Satan smiled. And God created the healthful yogurt that woman might keep the figure that man found so fair. And Satan brought forth white flour from the wheat and sugar from the cane and combined them, and woman went from size 6 to size 14. So God said, listen to this. God said, try my fresh green salad. And Satan presented 1,000 island dressing, buttery croutons, and garlic toast on the side. And man and woman unfastened their belts following the repast. God then said, I have sent you heart-healthy vegetables and olive oil in which to cook them. And Satan brought forth deep-fried fish and chicken-fried steak, so big it needed its own platter. And man gained more weight, and his cholesterol went through the roof. God then created a light, fluffy white cake and named it angel fruit cake and said, it is good. Satan then created chocolate cake and named it devil's food. God then brought forth running shoes so that his children might lose the extra pounds. And then Satan gave cable TV with a remote so man would not have to toil changing channels. And the man and woman laughed and cried before the flickering blue light and gained pounds. The God brought forth the potato, naturally low in fat and brimming with nutrients. And Satan peeled off the healthy skin and sliced the starchy center into chips and deep fried them, and man gained pounds. God then gave lean beef so the man might consume fewer calories and stay satisfied to satisfy his appetite. And Satan created McDonald's and its 99-cent double cheeseburger. Then said, you want fries with that? And man replied, yes, supersize them. And Satan says, it is good. And man went into cardiac arrest. God signed and created quadruple bypass surgery. Then Satan created the Obama healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I found that on that, you know, a little humorous there, you know. You know, on how. Now, we could go ahead and break this down spiritually so much. Now, it's not about, we could go ahead on the spiritual side, how God created, you know, stuff, as I said, for us to be healthy and good. And then, of course, when Satan came in, he brought in sin, death, disease, you know, and it's always been that way. God goes ahead, you know, and sins. It's just like I seen on the other day. Somebody said, why hasn't God sent somebody to cure cancer and all these diseases? And you know what the reply was? He did, but you aborted him. You know, there's so much things in life, you know, that God gives us what we don't see. And that, you know, the things is, like Paul was, whatever God gave him, he was content with that. In any situation, he was content in the Lord. And I always liked that about Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I wanted to share that with you, you know.
I
got to get some running shoes. Because God told me, he said, get off the couch, you couch potato, and start exercising.
Yeah. Well, God also told me to put down a soda. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it. If I can do it, you definitely can, Lavina.
Lavina, he did that to me, too.
I love soda. I love soda.
He did that to me. He said, I was having 6 or 7. He told me you could only have 2 a day. But I'm still drinking 6 or 7. You know, and I'm going like, why won't this weight come off?
That's why.
I've been off of them since Lent, and I never went back.
God bless
you. If we exercise. The thing is, exercise, and as in our spiritual walk, as we're doing, as Lavina in your show, as exercising our faith and prayer.
Right.
You know, and that's what that's what. So, you know, when the Lord shows us those blessings, those answered prayers, because we're exercising them. You know, we're taking that step in faith, and we're speaking truth, and we're speaking power, and we're speaking healing. We're speaking good. We're not speaking bad. You know, encouraging. Mm-hmm. You know, to the world, to the young kids. You know that God is good. God is love. You know, and He loves us all, the sinners and the saints.
Yes, He does.
Okay.
Now we're gonna go to a song, and then when we come back, we'll all come back on the air. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Welcome back to GQ Power with Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Right. Yes, I'm here,
yes,
too.
Yes.
All right,
I'm here.
A little echo. Okay. We've got an echo from somewhere, but we'll figure it out in a minute. Anyways, welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Welcome everyone back.
Amen.
I just want to ask a question, though, for everyone. Kenny, I'm not sure if you were on the line when Brianna called in, but Brianna is 18 years old, and she's a new babe in Christ. And I'm just going to ask everyone just to we're going to pray for her at the end of the show, of course, because she's going to be starting a new job. But she's also going through, like, this anxiety thing of not being able to sleep. So if we could all just think about our first day, of our first job that we had many, 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 many years ago, and think of what what words of encouragement could you give
that
her?
That was many,
that?
Many years ago. Yes.
Wow.
You know, Lavina, there's a couple things that they say about, you know, about sleep, like the night before Christmas morning, on how the excited you are, you know, as a child. And even as, you know, you grow older, that first job, it carries over. It's an excitement thing. You know, it's also a fear, you know, because you don't know what you're going to, you know, you're getting into. You know, scared to a fear of failing, you know, a
right.
fear of being accepted, you know.
Okay.
And you know, as you said, that she's a baby in Christ, you know, and she'll learn from this, you know, that and if we just, you know, she accepts it, that her faith, that she exercises it, and she just, you know, when she's lying there tonight, that she just opens up the good book and starts reading the Gospels, you know, and start building that foundation in Christ, you know, because you can't go ahead and, you know, feed them steak. They, you know, you got to start out, you know, on milk and the Gospels, you know, and just, you know, the beginning of Matthew and that, and just let her get that peace, that the peace that God can only give you. And she'll get that good night's sleep, you know, because she's going ahead and exercising her faith by searching, seeking first, and everything will be all right for her. But I remember those, you know, starting a new job and how excited, it was just so excited to start, you know, my first job. And it was many years ago. But I remember I was, you know, just like, you know, how am I going to do the first day? Am I going to get along with my coworkers? Are they going to like me? There's so many things that run through your head, you know. And like I said, if she just goes ahead and just reads the good news, she'll get that peace of some sleep tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what about you, T? And Barry.
Honey, basically, you know, the same thing Kenny said. You know, she's going to have to try to get that sleep, even if she has to go early. It's just anxiety kicking in, as you said, you know, because she's excited about working for the first time. And I think my first time working, I was just stupidly happy. I ain't know how to act either, you know. Like, oh, I got a job. I mean, like, running around, like, and I was so tired the first day because, you know, I was on my feet my first job. But, you know, the thing is just pray about it, you know, just stay prayed up on it and get you a good night's rest and, you know, hey. Let it be the joy, you know, that you've been seeking, that she's been seeking.
Amen.
So,
Brother Barry, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I praise Brianna because she's reaching out. You know, even though she went through trials and tribulations or whatever, at least she's still trying and reaching out, and mainly to adults that's going to support her. So, I give her praises for that, and I mean, I suffer from anxiety too. I still do right now. You know, I take medicine to go to sleep and whatever. And, you know, a lot of people do. A lot of people just don't deal with whatever their issues is, whether it's depression or anxiety, and they just suffer. So I commend and praise her for that, that she's 18, and I'm congratulating her on her job and whatever. And I remember back, I mean, like one of my ex-students just contacted me today, you know, and just said, oh, I remember what you did for me back, you know, this is like 15, 16 years ago. So, I mean, it's nice when you see that you touch people's lives or whatever, but I just hope she stands strong, and I'm glad for her reaching out, because that's the main thing, because we're still, a lot of people as adults, we just deal with stuff and keep it hidden, and we don't reach out, and then we just suffer for the rest of our lives. So I commend her for reaching out and asking for help, and, you know, she's doing the right thing, and I hope he does good on her new job.
Excellent, excellent. And mine, of course, I had to make you guys laugh because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what was my job? You know, which job did I have back then as my first job? But
yeah.
But back then, I was going to say, I think I probably stayed up all night waiting to start work the next day.
Yeah.
That's how anxious I was. Like, the anxiety had definitely kicked into the next level and could not sleep whatsoever. You know, but even with, if I just go back a couple years, almost 6 years now at my job now, working at a psychiatric hospital, that was to me more nerve-wracking than anything else because I didn't know if the people were going to be crazy I was working with, you know, but I was excited that I had a new job, but I didn't know if the patients was going to be crazy because it's psychiatric, you know, so automatically, you don't think of sane people. You think that they're all insane. So, and you didn't, you know, I didn't know what I was walking into. So I'm definitely going to say, you know, to pray about it and, you know, find the good, you know, in it. Just think of what made you want to apply for that position in the beginning. And use that as motivation, you know, to find peace, you know, within. Because it's really, you know, I think of it as it's, I'm anxious because I don't know what to expect, you know, and are they going to like me, you know, are they going to accept me for who I am? Am I going to have to bite my tongue as I walk through everywhere? You know, it's like you, so many different things run through your mind. So I'm just going to say, Brianna, find peace at the reason why you applied for the job. If it was something about that job that caught your interest or caught your eye that made you want to apply. Because at the age of 18, it had to be something, you know. I don't know. Because, see, my first job, I believe it was McDonald's, and McDonald's caught my interest because I like to eat. So that caught my interest. So,
think about that paycheck you're going to get. That's what I thought about, too.
I thought it was free food.
Free Big Mac.
No, they were about a quarter back then. They were 25 cents back then.
Feel free, though.
I'm just being honest. That's what caught my eye. When I think of when I go to
the
fast food. It was walking distance. I could walk to get there. I could eat my food on the way home so I didn't have to share with my siblings. And it was all to me. It was all mine.
Like free food, huh?
So that's what mine was. You know, that's what mine was. But you know, while we're definitely talking about jobs, I definitely want to say that I have been I've been praying that God gives me peace for a new job. You know,
amen.
Keeping maybe this job a part-time job, you know, because the benefits are really good with $11.99, but just to find peace at a different job. You know, one that's not so physical, that's not so demanding. You know, because I'd like to have all my fingers, toes, my limbs and stuff by the time I leave, you know, and and the job is definitely changing. You know, I say psychiatric hospital, but what they're doing now is they're allowing patients straight from jail to come in. So, which is a whole new set of the new environment.
Wow.
You know, the environment is definitely
right, that's,
you know,
that's when the jailhouse mentality comes in.
That's more physical stuff, too.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes.
See, I don't know if you guys heard me before, but see, I don't do jail. See, I think in my mind
I know
I'm
that's right.
In jail. So therefore,
I don't think I'm going to be able to do the manual part of it where your hands are tied because there's cameras everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you want to think of the correct technique to take someone down because you're in physical, you know, you're in danger, it's different. You know, they want you to do this CPI technique type stuff. That's not going to work, you know, because these people
know,
are like double
right.
the size. You know,
now,
so they're busy people.
If your life is in danger, you're going to defend yourself, part of one.
Yeah, but see, that's where, you know, if they suspend you, they're suspending you without pay. And then
right.
that's after the investigation. And then
right.
if they find that you did anything wrong according to that camera and
you're
what
done.
People were saying, you in
right.
trouble.
Yeah.
You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
And then they, have it. So in the healthcare field, if they find that you did something that you weren't supposed to do and they fire you for it, you can't work in healthcare anymore.
Right, it goes
you know,
on
you
your record.
You can't do any. Right, that goes on your record and that's it. So there's no psychiatric hospital. Exactly. And see, I want to be in healthcare. I just don't want to do it for the rest of my life, you know.
Right.
But I like, you know, healthcare. So I'm definitely praying that that God opens up the door of a different location, you know, for me to work in that's not so physical, you know.
Would definitely keep you in
Lavina? Lavina? I've been on this Facebook thing, and I've been seeing things come up for counselors for drug abuse, drug counselors. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. They're starting out at something like $40,000 a year, you know.
Wow.
I know there's – they need them because what we're going through right now as the war that we're going through of people with drug abuse, you know, alcoholism and depression and that. And it's still in the health field, and it's in the mental, you know, aspect of it too, you know, the mind, you know, and that's where, you know, it starts, you know, the renewing of the spirit and the mind, you know,
right.
it has to start somewhere, you know, and then get to where that root of when they started using, you know, but that's a field that you might want to look into, still in the health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the mental health, you know.
Right.
So you might want to look at that.
I'm going to pray for you a 9-to-5, 5 days a week, you know.
you sound like my destiny.
Job.
You sound like my
an
destiny.
An office job, seriously, you know, because I every time I speak, we talk. I'm at work. I'll call you back, or I'll talk to you when I get off work. I'm like, poor baby. You know, and then when you have your off days, you're still running around doing X, Y, Z. So, you know, you need that 9-to-5.
Yeah,
just
funny,
pay the right amount of money.
It's funny you say, Lavina, because when I was coming from fishing out in Quag, like this week, and then we was going on LIA, my uncle wanted to take a go to the southern state, and then we were going to go to Sunrise, but we went through, like, Pilgrim State and what's the other one? Kings Park, you know, over there, right there, and it was, like, just, like, old big buildings, and a lot of sick people were still just sitting outside walking around like zombies, you know, because they used to live there, and that was a big business back when I moved out in Long Island, like, in the 70s and 80s and stuff, and they closed all those places down, you know, so it was really sad.
And, you know,
they just walk around. They walk around with nowhere to go and whatever too. You know, it's like all haunted houses.
Mhm. So they got accustomed to it. So now you know what they do.
Right.
They keep you fully medicated. Now they keep you
right.
fully medicated. Like
right.
they're not playing. You know, they
that's why they go to jail because
like
they have
no
nowhere. I mean, they have no treatment, so they mess up and go to jail. They don't belong in jail. They still need the treatment.
That's right. That's right. I had this one girl at the job, and she, you know, she was a patient, and I remember her from years back when I first started, and she was explaining to me that she was back because she ran away from the placement that she was in. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, why'd you run away? Oh, my boyfriend just got out of jail. I said,
mm-hmm.
He did what?
Wow.
She was like, he just got out of jail. I said, for what? For molesting his sister. But he didn't do it. I said, so He said, how many years? And she said, oh, he did 10 months. He's on probation for 10 years. And they have him living in a shelter out east. But he wasn't guilty. He wasn't guilty, Miss Polite. I said, honey, he did 10 months in jail. He's on 10 years probation. And he's in a shelter.
Guilty.
So what happened, you know? And she tells me, you don't understand what I'm saying. I said, okay, let me break it down to what you just told me. I'm going to repeat it back for you. So I told her, 10 months in jail, 10 years probation, lives in a shelter out east. He can no longer live with his mom, which is where his sister is. But he's not guilty.
Right.
So I said, you know what? I said, okay. She said, yeah. And I went to court with him, and the judge said, we're going to seal your record. I said, okay. I said, all right. I said, so what's your plan? You know, what's your five-year plan? And one of the other ladies woke up, and you don't even want to hear her plan because you know she's going to be pregnant before you know it. I said, see,
right.
I don't want to approach it that way. You know, that's not my approach is I want to sit you down. I want you to tell me what your plan is. And once again, that you back, I want to see if I can help you with that plan. You know, let me see if I can help you with it just a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she explained to me the whole thing, and I just said to her, I said, you know what, honey, I said, let me tell you something. I said, he's probably listed as a sex offender right about now. I said, so she said, no, he's not. I said, you know what, okay. Give me his name, honey. Give me his name. I'm going to look him up for you tonight, and I'm going to let you know if I see his picture. I came home. I looked it up. I came back and told her the next day. She was crying in tears. She couldn't believe it. I said, now, that's proof right there that his record is not sealed.
Exactly.
You take his name. Exactly. You punch it into the computer, and it's public record, which means he can't
right.
live by the school. He can't rent from a landlord that has kids. There can't be kids in the area, you know. So as I'm talking to her about this, another lady, you know, the same lady, she feels the need to, like, interrupt. And when she's interrupting, she's letting the girl know that pretty much she ain't going to be nothing, you know. So I said, you know what? I said, honey, listen, you're going to do what you want to do. But I'm trying to influence you to do the right thing. Do me a favor, when you get out, finish school. Maybe go away to college. You're going to meet a million and one boys out there. You don't have to be stuck on this one, you know. And she says, oh, well, I have a record now because I was stealing out of Walmart. I said, so you know what? Now you done got a record because you stole out of Walmart. I said, see, you know what? You got to find yourself and stop being disrespectful and humble yourself. Get the help that you need. Now, this is the first time I caught myself saying, while you're on social services, okay, why don't you utilize it to your full ability, you know? Utilize it, meaning make sure that you can go to school, you know, you can get an apartment, you can do everything you got to do. Just do that, you know?
Right.
So she's like, well, you don't understand. I said, okay, conversation over, but I said, I'm going to pray for you. And I sat right there, I closed my eyes, and I prayed for her
because
I knew that she wasn't able to comprehend anything that I was saying.
No. She going to debate with you, right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Selective hearing, that's what it's called.
It's denial, too. She's denial.
Yeah, denial.
Yeah. And if she gets with this boy, she's going to be in worse trouble.
Yeah.
She thinks she's just got a little record from stealing. She's going to be in worse trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because she's going to be trying to do different things for him, you know, once she gets released or whatever. So, you know, she could make it even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, see, I couldn't see myself debating with her. I said, you know what, because this is a child that, in her head, she's doing
her
the right
thing. Her mind is set. Her mind is set.
It's done.
Right.
It's done already.
Right.
You know, and
you can talk to your blue in the face, you know, she's not going to listen to what you're saying. So it was in vain for you to even say, you know, anything else to her.
But you know,
you know, like you say, just
see,
keep in prayer.
Yeah, I couldn't give up, though. I had to keep pushing, you know, thinking
right.
that maybe a piece of her would say, oh, you know what, Miss Polite, maybe you're right, you know. So that's what I thought she was going to say. That didn't work. Before she left, she done had kissed another female at the job, another patient. I said, see, forget it. God, please help her.
Yeah.
God, please just help her. You know, make sure she don't get into no trouble, she don't end up dead, you know, or nothing, because the way she was going was the fast lane. It's one minute she was gay, next minute she was straight. I'm like,
you know what, but Lavina, people
gave me this whole lecture about, you know, having a boyfriend and him being in jail and just getting out of jail to now all of a sudden you kissing a girl. Huh? You know, I couldn't. So I just had to pray on her and just give it to God. But I felt like I kind of, a part of me says I could have did more. But I don't know. I tried. What were you going to say, Barry?
No, I just said sometimes people just go to a job for a paycheck. But like when you care about, you know, sometimes you care about people and then sometimes you get too wrapped up even though you care. But, you know, you got to have boundaries too. When you give them advice, then you just got to give them that advice and step back because you can't care too much because, you know. But
yeah.
I mean, when I worked in the schools for all those years too, I cared about, you know, then you get it back. Like I said, people contact me today, whenever, and they all say thank you for whatever. But sometime when you're giving that advice and you keep giving it to them, then you got to step back and say, you know, I did all I could. You know, it's her choice to make.
Planting the seed. You know, and there's another saying that goes there, Barry. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah, make him drink.
Yeah.
You know, you could just go ahead, Ms. Lavina, just plant that seed, you know, and let the seed grow. You know, or they're not going to. It's just as, you know, and the word of God, you know, the sower and the seed, you know, where are you going to put, you know, on soil ground, you know, on fertile ground, you know, or it's going to be, you know, wherever, where the birds come up and pick it up and carry it off, you know. But at least that you did what you needed to do was plant that seed, and it's up to her.
To accept it.
To go ahead and do, you know. You know, you could talk to, until you're blue in the face, and she could be in that much of denial, you know. So, but all you can do is just, you know, pray, and that, you know, and that seed's planted, and that's it.
Now,
that's hard.
Has that ever happened to you guys? But has that ever happened to you guys, whether it's at a place of employment, but just like with your friends or...
Always.
You know, someone that you came in contact with.
It happened to me in the mission almost every day. I was a counselor in a drug rehab in a faith-based mission. And, you know, it happened to me almost every day, you know.
Yeah.
But you just have to let God, you know, work in them, you know. And of course, they were protected in this place, you know, and they were being preached the good news every day. There were classes. They had Bible study for 5.5 hours a day, you know. But a lot of people, you know, might have been graduated the program in 8 months, but still didn't get, you know, go and find that foundation and planted that seed the right way. You know, but as a counselor, you do keep on over and over and over again. So many times I had to get it behind the pulpit and tell them, you know, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do those things I tell you to? As it says in Luke 6:46, it's about the foundation, you know, if you don't have that foundation, the storm's going to come and it's going to wipe you out and the fall's going to be delayed. You know, but if you do have that foundation in Christ, you're going to be able to stand, you know, and that's how I got victory over my addiction, is that foundation in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the only way. He changed me. The main thing I had to do, I had to throw up that white flag and surrender to his will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then becoming a counselor and that, and with them, so many times, you know, I can lead you guys to water and then, you know, but you won't drink it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get calls, you know, after they leave and maybe not graduate the program and leave and that, and they fell hard and they're not around anymore. I've had calls like that, you know, where they went back to their...
You know.
They're all ways, and they overdosed and died. I had a few of them because they, you know, they were too stubborn, you know. Some of them came out of jail into the mission, you know. Right. Instead of spending time in jail, they brought him into our mission.
Yeah.
And some did change. A lot of them changed. You know?
But, you know, my thing is, until you come out of denial and you really want to do it for self, it doesn't matter what the next person tell you or how good it sounds. You're not going to do it until you make up in your mind and your heart that that's what you really want to do.
Yeah,
change.
That's the bottom line.
You know.
And that's that surrender. That's surrendering.
And because I'm be honest with you, I am a witness. I mean, this has happened to me plenty of times, you know. No, it ain't that bad. You know, things, they getting better. But all at the same time, I was just lying to myself.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I knew what I had to do, but I was trying to do some things because of what people were saying I should do. But then I found myself falling right back into the same trap because it wasn't something that Tammy wanted to do. So, you know, it didn't help me any, you know, until I really realized, you know what? What that person was telling me, it was real.
That's right.
You know, but I had some things I found out the hard way.
And you try to do it on your own. You try to do it on your own and you keep failing to say, I got this, and you really don't. You know, and that's where the pride comes when you say, I'm adult or whatever, this, I got this, but sometimes you don't. So if you really just surrender in a minute and say, I can't do this, and you give it to God, then he steps in and do what you can do.
That's right.
Always on time.
Yeah, so it's not like, you know, sometimes it's guilt and shame or whatever else. Like even like what Lavinia is saying, like with a lot of students come to me just and ask for but this guy, he has nice eyes or good hair, you know, like the dumb stuff. The young girls are like this instead of what he's going to do for you. He got like three other girlfriends. Oh, but this and that, you know, and it's the same thing over and over until they realize, you know, the same thing with the guys, you know, oh, she's this and that, whatever, and then until you realize that, you know, that person's just playing you or whatever else, you got to just be honest with yourself and accept, you know, and do what you got to do, and that's in life with anything. You know,
I think it starts with you first, the person first.
Of course it does.
Exactly.
And you have to, you know what, if you want a relationship, you first get that relationship with the Lord, you know, and that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. And how that relationship goes, you know, 100%. It says, love that guy with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. You know, and God will send you that. You could pray for that woman, you know, that you got to be, you know, equally yoked in the Lord. Yes. Not you, you know, equally yoked in the Lord. You know, and he'll send them to you. You know.
Yeah.
But you know, that's that relationship. That's that surrendering, you know.
And I think that's what a lot of us don't do.
No,
we don't surrender.
You got to be broken and surrender. Two things.
Yeah,
you got to be broken and surrender.
That's true.
You're not going to never go anywhere until you be broken, say I'm broken, and I surrender. Because that's what God waits for you to do, to admit that you're broken. And you surrender, and then he can work. Because if you're still trying to say, oh, well, I'll let you come a little bit, or I got this, then he'll just keep letting you just drown yourself. But when you say, I'm broken, and I surrender, and I totally give to you, then he'll say, okay, then now you're ready. But until, I mean, you can keep on and keep on until you say, I'm broken, and surrender. And he'll keep letting you, less like Jonah. He'll keep putting you in that fish's mouth, whatever, and he'll say, you know, when you're ready, in the belly. And when you're really ready, let me know, and I got you. I'm here for you. But you try to keep handling on your own or whatever, he's going to be there for you. He'll never leave you or forsake you, but he's going to, until you admit and say, I don't have this. You be the driver. Let me be the passenger. Then he'll come in. He'll take control.
I remember the first day that I walked into the mission, and I was writing this in the chapter that I'm working on right now in my book, Seek Ye First, Chapter 8. And I remember when I walked in to the doors of the mission, the faith-based mission I was in, and one of the girls says, you know, your life doesn't belong to you anymore. It was prayed with a price.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and Christ paid that price. You know? But it had to take me a long time, you know, to go ahead, even though that I walked through those doors. It just didn't happen you know, it took a lot of work. You know, it started, I had to take down those walls, you know, expose that darkness that was in me. And the only thing that could help that is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. You know, to fill that hole that I've been pounding down all those pills and all the alcohol and that to cover my pain that I was in. The only thing that could do it is the Lord. And he was the one, once I surrendered to his will. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know what? That's what we have to do. You know that, and I can say it, you know, because I'm forever trying to say, okay, you know what? All right, let me try and do this and not this, or let me try and take care of this, and what about this? You know, and I'm famous, you know, I'm famous for doing it. And my mom says, you know what? You gotta like stop trying to juggle everything. You know, stop trying to juggle everything. Just sit and pray and just let it go. You know, if you give it to God, then you'll allow God to step in. And he's going to make sure, he's going to dictate where everything goes, you know. You have to stop trying to figure it out. That's the problem. You give it to him, but then you say, oh, well, I can do this and I can do that.
Take it back.
Yes. And I'm famous for it, and that's something that, like, I'm working on, you know, as a whole right now. And that's why I said, you know, what I'm praying that God, you know, that I will have a different job and, you know, God will see fit. You know, because I believe in my heart that my work is done, you know, at this one job. And I feel like I don't mind doing it part-time, but doing it full-time, the way that I'm doing it mentally, it's draining to me, you know. And I feel like, you know, it takes you to be that one person that can be that positive person. But then when you have so much negativity, like constantly, all the time, it's like it's mentally draining. Because you're saying, all right, I'm praying before I walk into this building. All right, I'm in the building. Okay, something happened. All right, so let me try to protect this person, because if I don't, it's going to fall on me, you know. So I said, you know what, there's a point in time where you got to just, like, let go and know that instead of me getting hurt, trying to protect, you know, and trying to make sure everyone's good, I can let go, because when I'm hurt, the job will still go on. Somebody else is still going to step in and fill my shoes. You know, I know it's sad for me to think of it that way, but I feel in my heart that if I don't let go, it's going to cost me more in the end, you know, and more in the end, meaning it's so physical, you know, and my thing is I can be physical, you know, because back in the day I was terrible, you know, so I can be physical, but I'm not at that point in my life anymore. I'm at that point now where the peace and the inner happiness that I want is different. Like, I want, when I walk in, I want my light just to shine amongst people. So this way they know that I'm that lovable person, you know, that I'm that child of God. I don't want it to be, okay, she's going to fix everything. She can fix this and she can fix that. Go to polite. She can make it happen. Go to polite. She can do this. I don't want that, you know, because then your hands is tied, you know, and I don't want my hands to be tied anymore. You know, I don't want to be tied into, okay, if I make the wrong decision, then the legal department is going to come. So I don't want that. So I'm definitely praying, you know, on a new job, and I'm praying that all the kids that I've came into contact with, most of them found me on Facebook, you know, and I haven't accepted them as my friend, but, you know, they can still send you a message unless you block them. You know, so they're still able to send me a message and let me know that they're doing good, and I can respond with them not being my friend. You know,
right,
and I told one girl, because she inboxed me and she said, don't judge me by my picture. And I said, I'm not. You know, I don't judge anybody. I'm not here to judge you.
Right.
You know,
right.
You just tell me, when you was at this hospital, did you feel like you were, did you get any help out of it? And she said, Miss Polite, you helped me. You understood me. You didn't judge me. You know, because these kids, most of them are broken. You know, most of them are broken, and they're coming with all these different types of stories. And that's the one thing about my job that doesn't change is that, you know, every day, every other day, you hear a different story. You see a different kid from a different background, you know. And you don't want to judge them. And they come in all races now. They don't just come in just one. They come in all
races. They're crying out, Lavina. They're crying out.
And at this time right now,
some
it's
of them won't help. Some of them just don't care, you know, because I guess they've been through so much mental abuse and
physical, emotional,
yeah,
you know, and some just don't know how to accept the love, you know, and the understanding.
And they're not getting it at home. So they're looking for some kind of outlet.
Right.
That's
where they should go to church.
You know, what they're getting at home is completely different. You know,
different.
They're not
getting it at all. No.
And I look at the one and I say, you know, you're upset because you didn't get Starbucks? Really? When it's like 10 other girls over there that would die to get a visit from a family member, someone that tells them that they love you, you know, they love them. And you find them with Starbucks, they forgot to bring the Starbucks. So you're upset. You're crying. No, you're spoiled.
Wow.
You know,
that's
the problem, you know. To me, I think that if we don't change the way society is right now, in which I know it's a big job, but I think that it starts at home with how you know, the structure that you have in your house, how you're developed, how you're helping your kids develop into being little teenagers and stuff. I think that if you think that buying them is the way, then that's a problem, you know, because, of course, the kids think that you can buy them. But what about the love that's for free? You know, what about that?
Yeah.
You know, or what about the patience, the understanding? What about the time you put in with them? All of that is for free. You know, and don't get me wrong. Yes, it's nice to get gifts and everything, but I think that what we have to make sure that we remind ourselves is why we're buying all this stuff and these $300 sneakers, where is the child understanding that it's love, that I love you, you know, and my love is free.
Mm-hmm.
Not I want you to have the best sneakers there are in town. You know, the people getting robbed for them sneakers for $300 now. You know,
yes,
so
they
don't
are
want
getting
that.
Killed.
You know, you
they're
don't want that.
Killed.
You want to be able to teach them some type of structure. You know, and I say if that's one thing that, you know, we can teach our kids is we can teach them how to understand to earn that dollar. So this way I think that less people would spend them $300 on the sneakers if they really understood the value of that dollar, you know. Do you have cable? Does your mom have food in her house? Does your dad have food in his house? You know what I mean? It's like ask yourself all these questions before you go spend $300 for some sneakers that you only going to wear once in a while because you can't wear them in the bad neighborhood because somebody's going to take them. You know, we definitely got to, you know, I don't know. I'm one that likes to focus on, you know, the structure, you know, in the house and the upbringing and how we're going to change the world and, you know, be able to communicate with our kids through love versus through buying them all this stuff, you know, because what are they getting if you could buy them the world? If you could buy them the world, then you could buy them some medication. Your money's going to buy them some marijuana. Your money's going to buy them some other stronger drugs, you know, but that love that you give them from within, that don't cost nothing. That's quality time right there. Are you putting that quality time in? Are you doing that? Because if you're doing that, I guarantee you that if you spend more quality time with the child, this way society won't get to them. Install your beliefs. Sit them down and go over the Bible with them. Take them to church with you on Sunday. I tell my 10-year-old, listen, if you can go out and you could cheer and you can go to your friend's house and go to the beach and you can do all this other stuff, or you could be in church on Sunday morning. And if you don't like it, pass me that cell phone right there, because I pay that too. No, we're not going to do, you're not going to have all this other stuff. And meanwhile, you can't be in the house of the Lord on Sunday morning, you know. And I don't mean sitting in church only on your cell phone. If I say, what did the pastor say, you better be able to tell me.
Right.
Don't tell me what the last Instagram picture was. You know, because that's what they're doing nowadays. You know, they can post it up on Instagram.
I mean, even the adults, they're just as bad.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm going to ask
what you're saying.
If we could all, like, I don't know if all of us are, you know, parents or not, but if all of us could give words of encouragement to someone, whether it's based on your testimony that you have or whether it's based on what you've seen in society, what would you say or what would you do, you know, for someone that you see that's struggling with the structure with their children or that's struggling with bonding with their children, you know, or just that's struggling within being a parent? What would you say? And the reason I say it, all of us don't have to be parents to be able to give some good advice. or to give some good words of encouragement, because all of us is, let's just say, above the age of 30, you know. So
what? Really? What? 30? Kidding me?
Some of them can put 20 on that, too.
What? What are you talking about, put 20 on there? Put 25 on there.
Well, me, actually, Lavina, the things that you spoke on with me earlier, you know, about how to handle my daughter, you know, because it's been a real struggle for me, you know, these last couple of weeks with her. And, you know, I'm just looking for guidance and, you know, words of encouragement or just something for me to, like, you know, deal with this kid, because I felt I was doing the best I could, you know, and then you turn mm-hmm. around and, like, I'm the worst one there out of the whole bunch, you know. It's a hard situation, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to love her any less, you know, but I still want that ultimate respect because I am your mm-hmm. mother. You know, I'm the one have your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But you know
and
what,
you
Key,
know
I think
yourself,
it's your
you know, me and Key have bumped heads a couple of times, you know.
Yeah.
And for her, you know, it really hurts me when she call here and she'll be like, hey, let me speak to Alonzo, or let me speak to Fats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's no conversation with us right now.
Right, because you know what, T, I think that's what I was explaining, you know, earlier, that
mm-hmm.
when, to me, I believe when a child is above a certain age, you can't come to them as, I'm the parent, you're the child. That doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
you know. And to me, I believe in my heart that with me being a young mother and with me dealing with young mothers, I'm going to say
mm-hmm.
a lot of the problem is the approach of it, the approach of I'm the mom, I'm the father, I know what I'm talking about, you don't, you're making wrong decisions. That right there, that's the biggest turnoff, you know, for a young
yep.
adult
yeah.
because they already know that they made a mistake. They already know that they didn't do right, you know. They already
they want
know
guidance.
It's going to be a struggle. Right, but they want guidance. They don't want you to come to them lecturing them all the time. You know, like, okay, granted, the look in your face when she looks at you, she already know that she messed up. She's already
right.
beating herself up mentally as it is that she doesn't have her son with her. You know what I mean? So you have to think of it. To me, I would say try the approach of, all right, Key, you know, right now we're not speaking. I get it. You know, you want to do the reverse for her. Okay, what can I
mm-hmm.
do to help you? You know, what is it that I can
That's
do
right.
to help you get to the next level? You know, don't come with, I'm the mom, you're the child, I'm keeping my grandson. You know, you can't do it
I
right
like
now.
That.
You know,
yes,
right.
I like that. That's
an
absolutely
that
right approach to do that. To do it that way, as you just said, you know, that she already knows that she messed up. So that,
yeah.
And when you approach her, just so those words were, you say, how can
mm-hmm.
I help you get to that
right.
next
mm-hmm.
level, get to that place? Now, there's got to be some things in you that forgiveness, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you have to have, you know, there's that forgiveness, you know, and you got to show her that, you know, I forgive you, you know, I'm going to be here for you.
I've done everything, you know, but I'm going to try the approach like Lavina said. You know, because the thing is, it all stemmed from me just saying, I need a break for a minute. You know,
well,
so we go off
this,
about that.
This is where you might get that break. What can I, then she, you might be able to have her take the kids for a little bit to get that break. But she's got to show that she's responsible back to being a responsible mother. But you got it. What can I do? What can
mm-hmm.
I do to help you?
That's right.
You know, do that approach, and you know, you'll end up getting your break. You know, if she goes ahead now,
well,
she starts taking the advice.
Well, I'm gonna
go
tell
ahead,
you what
Barry.
My mom said to me. My mom told me that once you have kids, you don't have a break. That's what my mom used to tell me. She said, and when I tell you, now, Rick T, you met my mom, you know.
Yes.
My mom feels like once you have kids, you don't have a break, you know. Sure, if, God forbid, if I needed something, she would step in and she would help me, you know. But my mom's the type where she's not going to let me live it down. You know, she's constantly going to draw on my face what she's done and how she helped me and this, that, and the other. I don't want to hear all that. Why? Because I already know I messed up. I'm already beating myself up on the inside. I don't need you to beat me up, too. You know, I need you to give me that guidance. I need you to help me get to the next level without your lecture. And for some people, it's hard. Some people feel like they have to talk to you over and over and over again about your mistake to get you to understand.
But see, my thing is, this is your child. I've raised my two. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do anything that I've been doing, but I did it because he is my grandchild.
You know what?
You know, so me telling you that, hey, my health is more important, and I need that break, and then you break on that? No, you're dead. She's dead wrong. I mean,
but see, let me ask you this question. You ready? Ready? Let me ask you this question, and then we're going to get off you, because the topic's not on you. So I'm going to ask you this one question, okay? And then we can change the subject, and we're not going to talk about it no more. I'm just going to say, hey, T, how's T? You know, leave it at that. Would you rather, even with your health condition, okay, would you rather keep your grandson or your grandson and your daughter be out on the street with no place to go?
I'd rather keep them.
Okay. Say no more.
I'd rather keep them.
That's it.
All right.
Say no more. That's it. And that's all you got to remind yourself of. With you, is he safe? He's getting his 3 meals a day,
right?
That's true. He's well taken care of.
You got a big point there.
That's what you got to worry about.
You got a big point there.
Yes, you're done raising your kids. But guess what? You a child of God, and you being a child of God, you're not going to let one of your own flesh and blood be without.
You're on the street.
You're not going to do that.
You're not.
I know you.
Or be in harm's way.
More than anything else.
That's why you took them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to remind yourself of that. My grandson's safe. He's with me.
Yeah.
But guess what? Just think of it as I'm raising my other child. And keep pushing. And know that God has you covered. Know that God has you covered. He's not going to give you any more than you can handle. He got you. But know that
that's
with you, at least you know. Your grandson is safe. He's getting his meals a day. He's getting his showers. He has a roof over his head. He's well taken care of with no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
think of it that way. But we're not going to talk about you no more, too.
We're not going to talk about you no more.
But you know you've been on my mind, and I said,
you know that I'm taking it all in, because you know any other time I'd be like, you know, but the advice and everything that everybody is saying, you know, it's hitting reality, and, you know, it's real. So, you know, I've got to sit on all of that.
Yeah, you do. And look, and if you have any problem digesting it at any time, look on the internet, look on TV, you're going to see kids being mistreated, kids being left in places, kids being abused. You're going to see all of that, and you tell me what's best for your grandson after you see all of that.
Yeah, because he can't stand for himself. She can.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And if she can't stand for her, if she can't fend for herself, how could she fend for him?
And he's an innocent bystander, too. He's an innocent bystander.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I always say, our kids didn't ask to be here. Even when mine had me stressing and cheerleading so expensive, and I'm like, rich. And he's like, babe, listen, cheerleading is expensive. And I'm like, rich, okay? So we got to make sure that, you know, listen, sometimes we got to go that extra mile. We might not want to, but it's in us. You know, and it's not like it's a complete stranger. You know, so think of it that way. You know, definitely think of it that way. Crossroad Temple, before I forget, I'm sorry, Rich Money. Crossroad Temple is not airing tonight, right after Spiritual Sunday. Crossroad Temple will start again next week, Sunday, starting at 9 o'clock, which is right after Spiritual Sunday. So
okay.
I'm just going to say again, Crossroads Temple with Brother Scripty Hunter will not be airing tonight, right after Spiritual Sunday. He'll be starting again next week, Sunday, at 9 o'clock, right after Spiritual Sunday. So we'll definitely, you know, welcome him when he starts back up next week. But it's about 8:48, so I'm going to ask if there's any words of encouragement that anyone would like to give for anyone, anybody in particular, it doesn't really matter. It could be someone that's not on the line right now. It could just be someone that you know, whatever the case may be. I'm going to turn the floor over to you guys so that you guys can all give words of encouragement to whoever, whomever. Excuse me.
Well,
I'll go.
You want to go, Barry? Go ahead.
Let me go. I want to give words of encouragement to my aunt that's 92. She got diagnosed with cancer, and she's still bitter about her losing her foot, and she's blaming me and my cousin, and now she has this, and she has an appointment Tuesday. And she doesn't want me to go with my cousin because she thinks we're trying to conspire against her or whatever, so I got to give it to God. And like I told my cousin, if she really needs me, I'm not going to turn my back on her like I did do before because I got upset. And my son really pretty much put my aunt in her place, and he's never done that before. But it's all out of love. And to my daughter, that she's going through a lot, like I said before, with the abandonment issues, whatever. And I was supposed to be in Long Island. My son's aunt passed away in the funeral Friday, but like the rides and the kind of craziness, it was the best because my ex-wife was there with her husband and then the son, and they had a little attitude, whatever, and my son said that he wanted to smack the kid and even the ex-husband and stuff. So, you know what? It's God protecting me because I know I would have, and I know I'm a Christian, whatever, and I'm just being honest. And
you
don't
change your life.
I mean,
Barry.
You know,
you don't do the things you used to do.
I know but you know what, Lavina, with this stuff of like 20 years stuff, I you know, I can't say, you know, that I whatever. I just know God was protecting me, and I want to thank my father up above because my son says, Dad, you know, whatever, da-da-da. So God's in control. Like we say with you, Lavina, with Kenny, and TC, he always knows the best for us. And with you, T, I mean, it's not going to be permanent. You're doing it for your grandson. Like, I've been down there with your grandson, and I know how you love him and treat him. So, you know, our kids go, we still go through things, and we're older. You know, we still fall short. So if our kids fall short, you got to support them because we still fall short too. So you never get over falling short because we're human, and it's all a process. So you know what? Hey, you know what? You got your grand, like Lavina said, your grandson's not in the street, and so be it. He loves his grandma. And with Kenny, you know, with your situation with your mom and dad, and I talked to your mom, it's like a blessing when you're talking to your dad about the 60 years of being married. And with Lavina Rich, I'm glad to be in the family. And it's all, you know, we go through little things, whatever, but the ultimate goal is that God's first, and we got to forgive and put things behind because of unforgiveness and anything else is of nothing but other devil. So I love you all, and God bless.
Love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Love you, too, and God bless you. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Well, I just like to go ahead and just, you know, words of encouragement is to the ones that they're out there that are lost, that Jesus says, I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you don't have the Lord in your life, I would just pray that the Lord God puts him on your heart, you know, to look to him, and he'll guide your steps. And I just pray for the lost right now, and he can make things better. He's the healer of all healers. And I praise the Lord for that, for healing me, for me being the worst of the worst drug addicts, and what he did for me, praise the Lord, that he changed me. He didn't go ahead and just set me aside. He's there. He has these big arms that will hold you when you're going through a storm, will comfort you. when you're going through a fire. So I just want to say the Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just want to say that I want my daughter to, step out on faith, and I'm going to step out on faith with her. I'm going to continue to keep encouraging her of things that should be and, things that we should be doing together, as mother and daughter. And I'm going to try, the things that you guys said, the advice and encouragement with them. And, like I said, that made a big point where saying that with him with me, I don't have to worry about any harm being done to him. You know, him not eating or him not having a roof over his head, him being mistreated for whatever reason, I know that he's with me, then I know everything that's going on. And I just, I'm just going to continue to pray about it because I know God has my back and hers and everybody else's as well.
Amen. That's right. Amen. 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 Me, I'm going to say my words of encouragement is going to be for my lovely fiance, Rich Money. So my words of encouragement for him is just to stay strong. Stay strong and, humble yourself and be patient. Be patient. They say that joy comes in the morning, and that day, will be here, for you, and you'll feel better, and you'll, feel whole. Right now it gets hard, with you being sick and everything, but at the end of the day, know that this battle right here is already determined. God already made his plan however he wants it to go. You're just a willing soldier that's able to, get up every morning with his grace and with his will and be able to move around because he says it's okay for you to move around. And you just have to learn to just trust him. Just trust him and know that he's in control. He's in control and, we're definitely praying for, the doctor's hands and, I'm praying that they understand and that they're given the knowledge that they need, to be able to answer certain questions and be able to deal with people in a different caliber. So I'm definitely just asking, you and just praying that you, that you stay strong. You stay strong and know that I'm right here, and I was the same person that sat there and slept in that hard hospital chair. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Amen.
With no shower or nothing, sitting right there. I'm here. And know that, I've been by your side and, I'm not going anywhere, but this is a learning process for all of us. And I think that, when someone is sick, you need to educate yourself on their sickness as well. So this way that gives you more knowledge about it, and you're not sitting there blindfolded like you don't know what's going on. So I'm definitely, I'm just praying and, thanking God, for you, Rich Money, and just saying that, united we stand together. We're here. And with the grace
Amen.
Of God, we're going to be here, and we're going to do what we got to do. And I'm thankful for you. And I'm also Amen. Thankful how you stepped in to help, with our family, along with your family, and how we just brought it together, and how we're just elevating it and letting it blossom like a flower to the next level. I'm thankful for you. So, with that being said, the road hasn't been easy. But neither one of us are going to give up. We're going to keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting and keep praying, and we're going to let everything fall the way God says it's going to fall.
Amen.
And I'm happy to be back on the air on Spiritual Sunday. I was working
Amen.
So many hours and, doing so many things. I'm definitely thankful. And I was listening to some of the other shows, and I go on from time to time, but it's just the schedule. My schedule's kind of crazy at my job. But, I'm just asking everybody to pray for me. you know, with hopefully a new position, and I can put this one on a part-time basis so it's not, you know, so much, so stressful to me, you know, and this way I have more time, you know, with my family, more time with my GQ Ballers family, more time with Rich Money, and, you know, just with my lovely kids, just being able to be a part of the family a little bit more, because sometimes I think when we work so hard, we kind of forget that, you know, we are mom, you know, or we're dad, because we're working so hard and we're not really there, you know. So I'm just thankful for all of that. And with that being said, if anyone has anything else to say, you guys can say it at this time. Otherwise, we're going to end the show, and we're going to end with a song.
To God be the glory. That's all I have, and God bless you.
Glory to the Lord. Jesus Christ.
I just want to ask everyone to keep me in prayer as I continue to keep you all in prayer as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it's about.
Amen.
Okay. Have a blessed and safe week, everyone, and I'm hoping that we'll speak to some of you guys on the other shows during the week. I'm hoping that, that
well, I don't know about that. I don't know. Oh, there you go. You brought out Richard Nixon.
We'll be there.
The lonely,
We've been lonely for too long now. It's all good. You know that.
Yes.
Good night, man.
We got GQ Powers back. We got their back. GQ Powers.
Yes, we do. God bless them.
All right. So
later on.
Have a blessed and safe week.
Joe Betty, Rich Money.
Yes. Praying for you.
Thank you guys so much. It means a lot. Definitely means a lot. So have a blessed and safe week, and we look forward to speaking to you guys next week. Love you too.
See you on the 13th. See you on the 13th.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sitting here by the window, looking out over my life, a lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today, and I still here thinking about my life and the things that didn't go right. Wish I knew then what I know now. Through it all, somehow it all worked for my good, and now it's understood that I'm stronger, more mature to endure life's struggles. I'm still here, giving God praise, lifting my hands, praise Him always, day and night, night and day, I give Him praise, yeah. Songs come echo, but
But then God said, let's go.